Coach, do you get a bigger office when your defense plays like that after a couple weeks?
No, you don't. No. Although I don't know what kind of reward that would be.
Mike, when you first got the job, what's the first thing you thought you had to change?
Well, the first thing was deciding with Josh on what we were going to play. You know, it wasn't a for sure thing that we were going to play 3-4. We talked 4-3 and 3-4 early on, and but after we had made the decision, then it was about, and it was a player decision. As Josh has already said, you know, we did kind of toss around a little bit, but then after that, the first thing you got to do is start to evaluate who fits. You know, if you're going to go 3-4, who fits it, and then what you have to go out and get. So we spent a lot of time in the off season prior to free agency and then prior to the draft on prioritizing positions and things like that to try and, you know, make it work.
Mike, I'm sure there's no one thing in terms of explaining the reasons for how well you played the first 2 weeks, but is there one thing that's at the top of the list?
Players buying into it.
That simple?
Well, you said it isn't ever one thing, but okay. You just said that, but I think that, you know, that helps. I think that the complete environment has a lot to do with playing good defense. You know, if the players believe in what you're doing, not only defensively, but what the whole thing feels like. You know, is there discipline? Is there structure? If they do it, will it work? If it works, will you win? I mean, there's a huge picture involved in when guys play well. You know, like you said, it's not really ever one thing. There's a big picture involved. But I think as you get better, when the players have confidence in it, then it starts to breed its own success. It just, you know, and so it's early, though, as you well know. It's two games in, but in two games, I think we've started to build some confidence in everything that we're doing as a football team.
Did you expect them to be at this level this soon, though? I mean, it's not like you said, it's two games in and already they're playing at such a high level.
You know, it is only two games, so it's hard to tell. I think we've played two very good opponents. Cleveland, although they didn't score much, neither did Cincy, but I thought Cleveland was very challenging in a lot of ways. Our players adjusted real well during the game, early in the game. They had to do quite a bit of adjusting because there were some things that Cleveland was doing that they hadn't shown. And naturally, that's what you face early in the season. So real credit to our players that they adjusted well, and didn't flinch. You know, that's a big thing. A lot of times guys will look at you like, oh, come on, coach, let's not change this. You know, geez, it's going to slow me down or whatever. They saw how it would correct the problem and they made it work. But there's, like I said, there's still, you know, we did make, you know, we've had a lot of mental errors in the game, but they overcame it by playing hard.
How nice is it to have an experienced secondary like you have back there?
Well, it has a lot to do with why we played well for 2 weeks. So it is, it's that important.
How about Robert Ayers in the nickel, Mike? Have you had him pass rushing mostly or dropping back into coverage?
I would say he's rushed probably more than he's dropped because in the third down package, that's primarily what he does. But he does do some dropping. He has to do some coverage things from time to time. That's the beauty of the 3-4 a little bit because we do use some of that on third down.
How's he done on the pass rushing?
He's done fair. He's done good. I think he'll just keep getting better as we go along. We're asking a lot of him in some cases because he probably wears more hats than most of the other guys because of his ability to be versatile. You know, the other three guys that are in there with him are primarily linemen. But in his case, he's got kind of a dual role. So he's asked a little bit more. But I'll say this, you know, he had a lot to do with a couple of Elvis's sacks because the quarterback didn't have anywhere to escape because of what Robert was doing on the other side. So although he didn't get the numbers, he still was very helpful in what Elvis did.
Speaking of Elvis, what do you see out of Elvis? What makes him so special?
You know, I saw where Josh alluded to his stature and his arm length and things, and I think in a strange way it has something to do with it. You know, he's got long arms, but he's short, so he plays from a leverage standpoint often. He gets underneath the big guy's pads, but he's also a good competitor. You know, he accepts a challenge very well, and we did challenge him this week in the game. So I think those things have to do with it.
Mike, this team defensively had back-to-back really rough seasons. When you first came here, did you sense that this was, what's the right word, maybe a fragile kind of group? And did you feel like you had to change the culture first?
A lot of those things that I thought at the time were conversations I had with Josh, naturally, because everything we were going to do as a football team, and in particular on defense, was going to start with the head coach and Josh. I would say that, you know, in our conversations, really what came was that, you know, we wanted to make a good decision going forward, but we also, you know, a lot of that had to do with who you kept and who you got rid of. So sometimes when you do try to change a culture, sometimes a lot of that takes place when you just change players, but not all of it. So it's a hard one to answer, other than the fact that in order to change a culture, in order to change, you know, what hasn't been good in a couple of years, it isn't just one person coming in and saying it's going to change. It takes a lot of, you know, like you already mentioned, you know, three of the four secondary starters are new, so that's a change. They didn't live through it the last 2 years, three of them anyhow. And Champ's an outstanding player as it is, so we strengthen that. But, you know, I think, like I said, I think that the players that we have on the field now, I don't know how many of them were here playing last year for the defense. I think there might have just been Champ and DJ. Who else would it be? Well, I guess Kenny Peterson. Anyway, there might be about six new starters, so some of that is why there's been change.
Mike, to what do you attribute your defenses throughout your career being able to create turnovers?
Good players.
Nothing to do with scheme and those players executing that, or is it simply an attitude?
Well, I think coaching has something to do with any. I mean, I think you need good coaching to have good players and vice versa. I'll take the good players first. But it's, you know, the 3-4 lends its way to some of that because you're able to, I think you have more ways to attack an offense and keep them on their toes. They got to be sharp offensively. Now, you also have to be sharp defensively because if you do more things, then naturally you're asking more of the players. But I believe football is more fun when more guys get turns. It's kind of like being on offense. You know, everybody wants the ball on offense, and so you got to spread it around. On defense, it's a little bit the same way when you play a 3-4. Guys want their number called where they get to blitz and do some of the fun things. And so I think guys are very much in tune with the defense because they're thinking, hey, look at this. This game plan's got my number called about 3 or 4 times, and I can't wait till he calls them. So it creates an excitement to get the ball. But then outside of that, now you got to teach those things as far as ball disruption goes in practice. It doesn't just happen. So, and we work on it heavily. If you look at the teams that really do it well, I don't know if you guys saw the San Diego game. Did you see the game where the Chargers just played with Baltimore?
Yeah.
I don't know if you noticed the interception the kid caught when the quarterback for San Diego was throwing it away, and the kid dove and caught it, and he got up and started running with it. Somebody grabbed him. He immediately gave the ball to Ed Reed. Did you see that or no?
Yeah.
Anyway, if you did or not, but it's just that awareness all the time of where the ball is, when I get it, what I do with it, and it just creates an excitement. So, like I said, when you ask the question about what creates turnovers, I think a lot of it has to do with the player's excitement, and when they get the ball, they're going to do something with it, and hopefully that's a smart thing.
Mike, you've been around the league for quite a while. You were here for a long time before the salary cap, and you've been around a long time since the salary cap. The league seems more unpredictable now than ever. Is it because of the cap, and does it make it more reasonable to think, you know, you look at what Miami did last. They go from 1 to 15 to the playoffs. Is it more reasonable to think that maybe this defense in this environment, in this league, with the salary cap, can turn things around dramatically over the course of one offseason? And is that the longest question you've heard in the last month or two?
I just said it now. It's not the longest.
But you know where I'm coming from, though? The league's just so unpredictable now.
I do, but it's a complicated thing. The one simple thing that I think the cap did was it added an element that if you could be a great football evaluator, but if you don't know how to spend your money, it sets you back. On the other hand, you could be someone that wasn't a real good football evaluator, but you really know how to spend your money, and so therefore, if you spend it wisely, you could actually catch up with the guy that was a better football evaluator. So it added a non-football element to the personnel side of things. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And that's what I think the cap has done more than anything else. It's allowed some people to get back in the hunt that really had no right from a football standpoint being in the hunt. And then some other people who are real good in football, it kind of was like, oh my, what is this? This is, you know, I'm not a bean counter, but all of a sudden I got to get good at that in order to keep up with the football people. So that's what I think it creates.
I mean, you understand,
doesn't have much to do with the defense.
People from the outside probably look at it and say, well, they've struggled so much defensively the last couple of years, they can't possibly be that good this season. But do you think that's flat out wrong, that you can be that good, that you can make this quantum leap into being more than just a so-so defense?
You know, we've only played two games, but I always think we can.